we're holding over here in Parashas Vayera in the Ramban about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the point of the Vayera? V'hinei Pirush HaParsha Zois Acha Shama Kibetzem Yom Zanimul Avram Oma Shenir Lav Hashem B'Yosef Cholav B'Milasoi Yosef U'Miskar B'Pesach HaHolei Nechoy Mayim HaShach L'Shena. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him, saw him trying to cool off because of his illness and so on, the heat. V'hiskezeh Lodia Shlohoyim Miskavon L'Nevuah. He wasn't preparing himself for Nevuah, he wasn't Mispalel, he wasn't Ovel Aponav, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him. What's the point of it? In other words, we're used to HaShroas HaShchinah when somebody's praying for something, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell him something. What's the point of this? So Ramban tells us there is another Bechina of HaShroas HaShchinah. V'zeh Gilui HaShchinah Elov L'mailo V'kavod Lo, that the Shechinah is Mizgala in order to honor somebody. Ke'inyin shebo b'mishkan, like it says by the Mishkan, v'yeitzu v'yivorcha tza'om, v'yira kved Hashem al kol ha'om. Ki mipnei hishtadlusam b'mitzvah ha'mishkan, zoch l'riyas ha'shchina. Because they worked so hard for the Mishkan, that's why they were zoch for Shechina. So here also, v'ein gil ha'shchina kan v'kan l'tzav z'mitzvah v'kval. There was no gil ha'shchina in order to tell them a mitzvah or to speak to them. El gmul hamitzvah nasis kvar. It's a schar for the mitzvah. Ulo dia kirotzo lekimas maseihem. And to inform them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pleased with the deed. Ki in shenem ani betzedek echse panecha, es vavakis v'nasecha. Now, let's talk about this a bit. The concept of Shechina means a display of HaKadosh Baruch Hu closeness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, Molech Ha'az Kvodo, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu it chooses to hide himself every place else because it's Ke'ilu, he wants to distance himself from the person. So just like, for instance, let's say I have a guest in my house, and I know he's there. I don't come out of my room because I choose not to interact with him. I'm not interested in interacting with him, so I'm kind of doing my own thing, and that's that. I make an appearance when I want to interact with him. The statement of pleasure is in your very presence. When I like a person and am happy with a person, I go to him. I'm with him. I touch base with him. When I displease a person, I draw back, ignore him, hide from him, and so on. Shechina marks a sense of the divine. So in those instances, in those areas, where a person is... Where a person has done something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with, the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu marks that this is a place where a person has interacted with the divine and vice versa. The Chaim Shalevit just have a very picturesque muscle kind of. He says that when David felled Goliath, normally when you hit somebody with, if you would hit somebody with a rock in his forehead, he would fall backwards. There was a nace, and Goliath fell forward, making it easier for him to cut his head off. So Reb Chaim asked, let's get the picture clear. Goliath was very big, fine. So he was a few meters. It takes all of a second plus to walk the few meters. I mean, he had just finished a big battle, which required up Yedech HaTev a tremendous strain and effort, not because God helped him. What's the point of it? I mean, the walking the 3 or 4 meters is going to make the difference. That was a Chaim's kind of question. And he answered, a bouquet of flowers don't have a particular use, but they express something. He said it was kind of a bouquet of flowers from the divine. It was a sign of a, it was an expression of Nachas Ruach. That's kind of the way it is. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the point of the Shechina is to give a certain feedback to a person. Ki kvar rotza lekimes ma'asecha. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with what you did, and there's a certain element of divine response. V'chein b'Yakov oma v'yifku b'malach lekim. V'ein sham dibo v'leshechit shabaydaba. Rak shezocha l'ri'as malachei elyon. V'yeda kimaisa v'tzim. And Avram also had in Rias Hashchina Schus Avtocha by Yordayam and so on. Rabban says, then he says, Upe'omim yobay b'shas haketzev. Sometimes you find Ashros Hashchina or at a time of anger, like it says, Ayyumi kol on ha'eda lirga v'yisa b'avanim or k'vayra shem nir bo'el mo'eda kol ne Yisrael. So sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu does it also in order to protect tzaddikim when there's something bad going on and so on. So the point of Ramban is when we call Ashuras Hashchina, sometimes its tafkid is functional. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to tell me something, so there needs to be an appearance of Shechina, and then to tell me. Sometimes the very appearance of the Shechina itself is there for that reason. This is also the understanding of Ashuras Hashchina on the Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash. This was a makom where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nachas Ruach of the Bria expressed itself as the usual. This was the place that's Miyuchat Avodas Hashem, and this is the place where there's Ratzon Hashem. And Bemela, this is what the what it was all about. Okay, the next Inyan is Rabbeinu Bechaya, that says he saw three people. The reason why three people, because they're malachim. Two malachim don't do the same shlichas. Umasha amru razal ein malach echad oisesh shtei shlichas. Lo amru l'ksheheim zeh hefech zeh. A malach doesn't do two shlichas when they are opposite of each other. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the inyan of ein malach echad oiseh shtei shlichos means that you can't do that which is opposite of yours. And generally, it says that malachim come in two types. The malachim that have a vav nun suffix, like matatrain and so on, and then there's malachim that have an aleph lamed suffix, like Ephraim, Michal, Gavriel, etc. They come from two different halakim. But he says that a malach can't do something else when it's hefach. Telling sorry that she'll have a child. So now the problem is, so why chesed is everything. So let's explain the point that he's making over here. What Rabbeinu Bechaya is saying is that in the Mahalchim of Malachim, there are two reasons why a Malach can't do something else. There's one reason that it's impossible, and there's one reason that it has been allocated to different Malachim. The impossible is a very root level one. In other words, a malach echad oiseh shlichus means that it can't be something, you can't do something and its opposite. You're either malach designated for this or for that. Then there's something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to apportion different tasks for different malachim, and once it's been apportioned to the malachim, that's why you can't do it. Let's explain. Let's give a marshal. You can't have a person can't be acting at the same time both as a prosecutor and as a defense attorney, unless it's the Soviet Union. But in normal countries, it's impossible. Now, theoretically, a defense attorney could do the entire defense himself. That's not impossible. But let's say in a law firm, it's a big case, and they've divided up. You're going to do X, you're going to do Y, you're going to do Z. Because they've divided it up, that's why he's not going to do what's given the other one. So in the klal of ein malach echer is shtei shlichus, that refers to things that are inherently opposite, and that can't be. Either malach is created to be makatrig or sanegar. Then even within the world of kategorim or sanegarim, each one Akash Baruch chooses to apportion different halakim. I want to point out two inyanim. First of all, I think Rabbeinu Bechai learned it up in the Lashon, Ein Malach Echor Eseh Shtei Shlichios. The Maral points out many places that two is the root of Ischalkos. Betim it's Rashi and it's Chazal when they say that B'yom Sheni, that Akash Baruch split the Rekia, and it's Machlokes, and so on and so forth. Malachim won Nivru on Yom Sheni. Shnayim means, when I say there are two, the concept of two means mutually exclusive. As opposed to one, if everything can be reduced to one, then it's varieties, parts. So when I have a car, do you say you come home and you say, well, I just bought 180,000 pieces of metal? No, I bought a car. A car consists of these parts. But when I say there are two, I say I have two bids for my house. That means either or. Either I accept bid A or I accept bid B. Two is divisiveness, meaning they are not reconcilable. Because if they're reconcilable, they're simply parts of a bigger whole. So the first thing is Malachim belong to the world of Shneels as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, he says this Nekuda, that the reason why they had Kuvim, which is kind of a very, very weird, it's like an aberration to have images of Malachim, so that the Rambam, I believe, says you have to believe in Malachim, and I think he says that it's also to tell me that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, whereas Malachim are two. In other words, the only root in the world that includes everything, Tov and Ra, Or and Choshech, and so on, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything lower than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's automatically going to be things that are mutually exclusive to each other. So Malachim, being that they are Nivroim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even a very high Nivroim, we're going to find two Midas, a Mid of Chesed and a Mid of Din. And Mid of Chesed and Mid of Din are going to be exclusive of each other, and you can't have a crossover of a Malach. Yes? The point I want to go back to a root that we spoke about a while back. We're sitting and talking about Malachim. Malachim are wonderful, wonderful things. They don't concern us at all. That's the truth. As Malachim, you know, in as far as the relevance of the world of Malachim to us is minimal. We're not their custodians, we're not their caretakers, they do what they feel like doing anyway. We're not obsessed with Malachim. The reason why we are talking about Malachim, and the reason why it's important, and why this is very fundamental in it is, Malachim are where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness branches out into the many. The nexus of the Bria, which is totally diverse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is total unity, are Malachim. Malachim are the basic hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashpahs, hanhagas, kochos, whatever. So the first nekuda about it is, since once it's gone a step after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is automatically exclusiveness in it over here. they automatically have in itself A but not B, B but not A, A and minus A, B and minus B. So you have malachim that are from din, malachim that are from chesed, and they cannot do the other ones. It says, I saw by Noyes, it says he had a nevuah, he saw my minim, Kashbaruch is sitting on his kisei, and there's malachim from his yimin, and malachim from his smoil, and Chazal said the maiminim and the masmilim. In other words, there were two types of malachim. There were the katrigim and the sanegarim. Now there's a second element. There's also in the bria, there's his chalkos, not the type of, not like two, but there are b'shiatziv gvulos amim, b'anchal yigurim b'shiatziv gvulos amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates gvulos. And each malach has a little tchum, and he doesn't overstep the tchum. Not because it's an impossibility, it's not because it's an impossibility at its root level, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu fixes gvulos, and that has more to do with each malach being a mugbol. So even if this malach is a mekatrig, but he could do these type of ketrugim, not these type of ketrugim, and so on and so forth. So the din, the klal of ein malach echad oizeh shtei shlichus applies to fechis, besides which there's also an inyan of asagas gevul, ulekat nimzgol echad v'echad v'chei shukhef k'yosei minuy v'chei shalasi gevul, ki koi mishpat al yoyne mashakosu v'ezeh shol mimayimah. Okay, let's see the next piece. There's a Rabbein Avichai here on the Maila of Nekudos. Ulefi apshat, bechokhmas anekudos. Let's first be marked in something. Everything about Torah, Lashon Kodesh, is geared to give over the emes that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and if something is emes, it's emes all the way. If you take an accurate picture of something, no matter how you slice the picture, it should represent the thing that you took a picture of. The Torah, in its full sense, is meant to mirror the Bria. The way Lashon Kodesh is structured is an accurate mirror of the Bria, and that's why it's very meaningful. You have Lashon Kodesh is written with consonants and vowels, the vowels being of a different nature than consonants, as opposed to languages we're familiar with. I'm not familiar with that many languages, but you know, the Western languages, the vowels are simply letters written in order, you know, A, I, U, U, and so on. Those are all vowels that are part of the letter system, and some letters you read with a hard sound, or some you read with a soft moving sound. Lashon Kodesh has it in two very different ways. It has letters which are consonants, and vowels are separate, a whole separate system. One did not even actually write the vowels down. Those vowels were given over as Masorah Torah Sheba'al Peh. It was later written down to preserve it, but you know, vowels themselves are betzim not written even. Now, the vowels are called a ruach to the letters. The muscle is, the letter itself is like a guf. It's physical. It has substance to it, but it is immobile. A kuf, or a resh, or a shin on a piece of paper is a body waiting. You can't pronounce a kuf. You can't pronounce a resh. You can't. You need a vowel, and the vowel is that which pronounces it. Now, of the vowels, there are also differences, and each vowel has in itself chshivas. They're not random. So much in English, when we try to analyze the etymology of a word, we try to figure out how something got corrupted and over time went from one type of pronunciation to another type of pronunciation. There are plenty of rules in that. You know, different letters tend to disappear and so on, and it exists to some small degree in Lashon Kodesh as well. But, later Lashon Kodesh, like Gemara's Lashon and so on, But in the primary Lashon Kodesh, the vowels, the chatchila, the words are constructed in a way that agree with a certain divine message. Kometz is the first of the seven main vowels. Kometz Pasach, Tzeres Segol, Cholam Shurik, Chirik. Yes?
So I recognize that the way the Torah is read is Mesoros, the Torah Shabbat Peh. In other words, they had to know how to actually read the words. But are the Nekudos themselves, the Tzuras and Nekudos,
okay,
the names of the Nekudos,
so,
that
Torah Shabbat Peh? There's a real issue with that, and I'll tell you why. I mean, he's actually going to speak about it, and I think it's important. First of all, if we have existing many, we have many manuscripts of voweled manuscripts that have three different systems of annotating vowels, the physical annotation. You have Yemenite manuscripts, you have the Tverian, you have, the one we have is a Tverian, but there are two other systems where they first of all put the vowels on top of the words, they use different dots, and these are very, very old, and they use different notation. I mean, everything's dots and dashes, because that's basically what was available, but different, very different, and they still exist, those manuscripts, and they, in Yemen, I think they used to use them. This was a system that was used, and yet, so A, can you say that there was a system of vowels, markings that came from Sinai? The Zohar does seem to imply, yes, the Zohar seems to darshan the reason why each and every one is meaningful. So will he. The problem is, it's obvious that there were other systems. I don't know, I mean, I have some feelings maybe about it, but I don't have a good shot in it. The Mekubalim do give us different reasons for markings, and we'll see in a second there's a big pater by Chassidim that a comment should be written in a certain way, and yet there are other systems. The systems seem to have been a late, they were marks by the Bali Mesoris, who were turn of the millennium, the other millennium, not now, but the Jewish 900 is when they lived. So I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. Well, the fiat shot to Chachmas and Kudos. Comets, Milek, Dolvish, and Kudos. The first is the comets. They come in pairs, actually, grammatically also. Comets, Pasach, Tzeres, Segel, Chom, Shurik, and Chirik. Kimitoich, Shiv, Osam, Tibon, and Konatar. These are the seven main ones, and Torah is built with it. Veheim, and Ekorim, Shavos. We actually relate to 10. We have a Chirik, Mole. We have kubitz, what we call, we have a shva, but these seven are seen as an important subsection. Even a kohen shever havaris, and this is what David HaMelech had shever kolos, and this is the pshat and chazal that was given shever kolos, and Shlomo HaMelech said chasam udeh shiva. These are all related to that shiva. Now, let's first just explain something about the sound. There is a marked difference between the sound of a comet and a patach. There's a reason why they're called comets and patach, and there's a klal that where they used. The patach is an open sound, ah, and that ah sound is called patach, not patuach. It's a line that kind of stretches. That's the mark of it, and it a lot of times is going to it will need to combine itself with something else. It's a sound that doesn't stop where it's at, but it leads to another sound, and that's the pasach. The comets has a sort of a finality to it, like eretz turns into aretz. When we say it,
when we say it at the end of a
At the end of a word, that's why we put the comets in, because the comets gives it a final sound. And many times a pasuk will turn into a comets when it's at an esnacht or something. It's sort of because the comet sound tends to be very final. It's a final sound, and as opposed to a pasach, which sort of leads the ear to expect something else with it. Smichos will go with that a lot of times. And it's called what komets means to stop. It's like the komets is either kamtzin or someone who doesn't spend money. A komets is clearly the fine bunch of stuff, a little bit, a handful. A pasach is openness. Kimalas a komets in al betzuris hanekuda. So you take a pasach and put a nekuda in, that's a komets. Vanekuda remes vanekuda sametzias shohechla kodesh mechuvim beemtza nimshla kuda. So you're putting in a nekuda there. Valkein a nekuda mishameshet v'shiv apanim. And that's why a dot is such a significant part of the voweling, because it represents a kilu, something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A dot is the smallest point that we could put down.
Really?
Yes.
Were there kamasim that were just a pasach with a actual dot underneath it, as opposed to the
key that we
have now?
The Hasidim, and today you'll find new sidurim, a makpid, that the kamitz has a dot. Instead of that T coming down, there's a dot there. You know, it's a line with a dot attached to it, but it's a dot rather than that. They're very makpid on it. They hold up pikah bolot, very important. It also might be because they try to stay away from crosses. But this is like a very big thing. He says nekuda has seven fats. He says the men al oisel mal yecholim. If you put it on top, it's a cholim. In the middle, it's a shuruk. In the pasach, yosef komets. If you add it to Pasach, the comments, and Bechirgesh of Tzerim, and Tzerim Segol, and Bishva Yosef Kubetz Vosayim Rezayim. V'oid Boisis Atzman, if you put the Nekuda Bois Hey, becomes a Ches, the Vav becomes a Zayim, the Kaf becomes a Beis, then Benun, it's a Gimel, the Reish, and so on. Lachen, he says, HaMoisif Nekuda Yigoyro, Machav Yisrael Mekatz, and Tiyas Tosha. One thing we can learn from it is, if you add or take away Nekuda, it's very destructive. Even though Tosfos they appear to be one thing, so it's interesting. He says for us the Kamos of Pasach seem to be the same sound, which is obvious that Rebbe Chai was a Sephardi. By the way, just as kind of a Maimar Muska, my father-in-law had a cousin, it's actually Reb Nosson Zvi Finkel's uncle, Olav HaSholem, who was, as a child, was known as the child prodigy. In later life, he lived somewhere in a small town in America, don't know much about him, his name was Reb Lazer. But he was known for, he was supposed to be a child prodigy. They asked him once, as a young boy, if he thinks the Sephardi pronunciation is right, or the Ashkenazi. And he said he has proof that the Sephardi pronunciation is right. Yes, or how? So he said that if you take this Zmiris, Ashoma Shabbos Abedin Mabas, it only rhymes if you pronounce Shabbos Shabbat. And then it rhymes with Bat. But if you say Shabbos and Bas, they'll rhyme, so it's obvious that the Sephardi is right. Now, he obviously didn't realize that the composer was Sephardi, But he was considered to be a brilliant, you know, like people. He was a young boy, he was 5 or 6 at the time, something like that. So that was considered to be very. So obviously, from him, it was Sephardi. Ain't okay. Just have some name be mifta. There is a difference. Just Nuas Komets Gvoya Valyena, or Nuas Alasim Alasimena. Komets has a higher pitch to it. Ka Komets Ateva Yorol Milegdol Vadovas Oymifne Atzmoi. And in this Machlacha, it's kind of. There's a firmness to it. You emphasize it because it stops in itself. Kinyan Aron. When I say Aron Bris Hashem, so the word Aron is subordinate to something else. When I say Ha'aron, it's sort of the Aron. It came out of the comments. So Matzina Aron Abris Shubi Pasach. V'chein Hina Nechasech Malach. V'ishach Malach Shubi Komet. Malach Habris is the Patach. V'ishach Malach is that. Pasach always is nismach, so that implies that it is kind of less important than attached to something else, and not sort of comments. Yes.
Could we say, Rebbe, that in just in the words, sort of tying into what we said before, that the Pasach sort of opens up into another
exactly.
word
it's,
where
it's,
the comment
it's
sort
exactly.
of
it's open, exactly.
It holds itself independently?
It's so a Pasach is dependent because it opens up to something else. It allows itself to be attached to something. A comment stands by itself. Hashem is never pronounced with a Pasach. It's a kometz. It stands by itself. It's not the master of something. He is the master. Like Avraham Avinu, you know, when, like Be'elsi says, you know, Adonai, which means my masters. Mashkasu beloid alna with a comet, v'chol, if you're slave pasik, so it really would have been Adonai, which is my masters, but at the end of the pasik, it took on the comet. V'zeaf is godly ish, b'tarasena becomes a pasach, so it's a difference, like, between or and choshar, kodesh, v'chol, and if you exchange a pasach for comets, you either are destroying what it means, or it's kfira. Ki ois hei shov ha'af tisper. Ilu kom tzosi si ma'af kenos ha'avram ba'is ma'shafti. It says, take a word like ha'af tisper. Would you possibly destroy? So the Pasach makes it, allows you to make it into a question. If there was a comment, you'd be saying it definitive, and you'd be saying, Kosh Baruch Hu will destroy tzadikim v'shoyim. The same thing by the hay of Eov, when Hakel Yavis Mishpat. If you say Hakel Yavis Mishpat, it's a definitive statement, as instead of a rhetorical question. So you're going from an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absolute integrity to kfira. Il komatzlo ye kfira. V'vada shamru oit chachma dektu ke hakomets nema in amitiv lo ken hapasach. A comment is used on something that is true and definitive, as opposed to a pasach. Ki masha amar v'emor olav emesaya v'loy kein v'amar miseil kishol haris atzmai. So when he told over the story, he said, "I stood by him and I killed him." The "I stood by him" was true, and that's why it's for the comments. The v'amiseil was not exactly the way he described it, and that's why it was sheker. V'hinei says, "Kol zeh mi'chachmas tarasena loykis olshen ha'kdoisho." Mitam zeh nimsa oisis leguf ha'nekuda l'neshama. Ka nekuda meniya oisis ma'shem neshama v'yaguf. That's why there's a relationship between oisis and nekudas. Nekudas are like the ruach and oisis like the guf. Meshadosh azal b'seif ha'bor. Damye nekudse ba'asas ha'deraisa de Moshe. The nekudas in Moshe, in the oisis of Torah's Moshe, is k'neshmasa dechaya b'guf ha'dinus. V'chein ha'masechtes megillah, v'shum seichel zeh ha'nikud. In other words, nikud gives the meaning into words. So the structure of the language, the way it's written down, that's all with a divine kavana behind it. Okay, hold it.